Amen. Okay. Let us rise up. Let's rise up. There's work to do this morning. We have got plenty of work to do this morning. So let's rise up. Just rise up. Into thy presence we come, not by the works we have done, but by thy grace and thy grace alone. Into thy presence we come, into thy presence we come, not by the works we have done, but by thy grace and thy grace alone. Into thy presence we come, Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, call on Jesus now, Jesus, our Redeemer, Jesus, your name, O Lord, your name is a miracle. Your name, O Lord, is the comforter. Your name is the mighty God, power, wonder-working in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working in the precious blood of the Lamb. I want you to begin to exalt the name of the Lord, because there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of the God we serve. There is power. There is power there. He can do. 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 There is no God like the God we serve. There is no God like Jehovah. He is not like any other God. He is in his own class. He is in his own class. He has no comparison. He has no comparison. He is too great. He is too mighty. Worship the Lord this morning. Just worship him this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are going to start by praying for families this morning. You are going to pray that God will build for you a home, not a house, and that everything about your home will proclaim the lordship of Jesus this year in Jesus' name. Pray that God will build for you a home, not just a house. Living God prevails, that everything about you, everything about your home this year, we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus. Everything will come in total obedience to God and to the Word of God, the Word of His grace and His promises in 2012. So shall it be in your home. Everything that has to do with you, everything that has to do with your abode, let the presence of God be mighty this year. Let the presence of God be mighty this year. Pray that the presence of God will be so mighty this year that everyone will know that He's in charge. Everyone who will know you will know that Jesus is in charge. Everyone who will know you will know that definitely Jesus is in charge. In the mighty name of Jesus, He will take charge of your home this year. He will take charge of your home this year. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Ask that there will be a sweet smelling savor that is proceeding out of your home this year. A manifestation of the glory of Jesus. A manifestation of the glory of God. So much so that your marriage will be a reference point this year. Yours will be a reference point. When they are talking about marriages that are succeeding, yours will be a reference point. When they are talking about marriages that are productive, yours will be a reference point. When they are talking about unity and peace in the home, yours will be a reference point. When they are talking about God doing great and wonderful things in the lives of His people, yours will be a reference point. Pray this year. Pray that this year, indeed, yours will be a reference point. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lepa shekandorobo. Langa koko shengereba. I pray to the Lord that yours will be a reference point. You will not fail this year. Your home will not fail. Your marriage will not fail. There will be more unity than ever before. The love of God will radiate around about you. He will uphold you this year. You will see the hand of the Almighty God upon everything that you will do. Every of your visions will come to pass. There will be unity. You are going to walk together in unison. No longer will you go in your different ways anymore in Jesus' name. Husband and wife, you will plan together. You will succeed together this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything, your mind will be one. There will be unity in your home in the mighty name of Jesus. Lambo shakada lengaribo sendereba le papa pangereba kondereba lansha tondereba le po kasate. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Isaiah 65 verse 22 says, they shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat the fruit. For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people. And my chosen and elect shall long make use of and enjoy the work of their hands. Look, if you divorce, you are not enjoying the work of your hand. If one of you die young, you are not enjoying the work of your hand. That is why you have to pray this prayer. Because the Bible says you are not going to build for someone else to come and live in it. You are not going to plant for someone else to come and eat. That as you walk, you will also enjoy the labor of your hand. So now I want you to now remember, bring your home before the Lord and say, Father, I commit my home into your hand. Lord, everything will work well. We are not going to build for someone else to inhabit. We are not going to plant for someone else to eat. We are going to enjoy the fruit of our labor together. None of us will die young. We are going to live. We are not going to weep over anyone this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Pray that the children, the product of your home, shall be counseled by the Almighty God, that the Spirit of God will be their counselor. He will speak to them this year. Good and gracious things will be happening in your home this year. Pray for your children and cover your home with the covenant of life. A covenant of life. Covenant of life. Covenant of life. Covenant of life this year. That the provision of God will not be in short supply in your home this year. The provision of God will not be in short supply in your home this year. We cover your home with the covenant of life. Cover your children with the covenant of life. Cover your marriage with covenant of life. Because the power of God is in this house this morning. And according to His promises, He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. Call upon the name of the Lord. Call upon His name this morning. Rika lishandaraba. Le pampa kalishendereba. Le po ribaba. Call upon His name this morning. Call upon the name of the Almighty God. He's able to do it. He's more than able. He's more than able. He's more than able. Oh yes, Lord, instruct our children, Holy Spirit of God, and cover our home with the covenant of life. Everything that pertains to godliness, everything that pertains to righteousness, will be obtainable in our home. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh yes, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Isaiah chapter 58 verses 10 and 11. And if you pour out that with which you sustain your own life for the hungry and satisfy the need of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in darkness and your obscurity and gloom become like the noonday. And the Lord shall guide you continually and satisfy you in drought and in dry places and make strong your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. I pray to God that your water will not fail this year in Jesus' name. You are like that spring of water. Your water will not fail this year. Your water will not fail this year. Your water will not fail this year. You are rising from obscurity. You are rising from gloom. You are rising from obscurity. You are shining like the noonday in Jesus' name. Your life is shining like the noonday in Jesus' name. Your home is shining like the noonday in the mighty name of Jesus. You are rising from the ashes. You are coming through. You are rising from obscurity. You are coming to the limelight in the mighty name of Jesus. By reason of the glory and the power of God over your life, this year is going to be different in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lashutangaba. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, you are going to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself that this year you are going to walk in the newness of life that is the hallmark of life in Jesus Christ. All the little things that easily derail you, they will not have power over you this year in Jesus' name. That you walk in the newness of life, the life in the Son of God, the life in Jesus Christ. Pray that you walk in the newness of life this year. Pray that you walk in the newness of life this year. Newness of life. Newness of life. You are rising. You are rising to a higher pedestal in the Lord this year. You are doing what you have never been able to do before. You are doing glorious things. The power of the living God is upon your life this year. Lord, you are raising great people for yourself. You are going to forget about yourself this year. You will see Jesus enthroned in your life. Oh yes, I'm seeing Jesus enthroned in my life. I am forgotten. I am rising, and I'm seeing Jesus instead of myself. The life I now live is the Son of God that lives in me. Newness of life this year. Newness of life this year. That is my portion. That is my testimony. That is my word. That is what I recall. That is what I proclaim. That is what I see. That is what I am. That is what I live. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray that God will separate you from everything that easily beset you. Everything that pulls you down. This year you will rise above them. I will rise above them in Jesus' name. I will rise above them in Jesus' name. All the things that pulled me down in 2011. I will see them no more this year. 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 I enter the realm of the righteous. I enter the realm of the holy. I enter the realm of the supernatural. I enter the realm of the divine. I enter the realm of the miraculous. In the mighty name of Jesus. To me this year nothing shall be impossible. To me this year nothing shall be impossible. To me this year nothing shall be impossible. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now you are going to pray. You are going to ask God to give you a faith that looks unto Jesus, instead of what your senses can perceive. That in 2012 You become a man of faith. You become a woman of faith. You are not limited by your senses. You are not limited by your taste, your touching, your feelings. You are not limited by your seeing. You are not limited by your hearing. You are not limited by your thinking, your abilities. You are not limited because now you are entering into the realms of the resources of heaven. You are entering into the realm of the possibilities of heaven. And to you, nothing shall be impossible this year. Ask for a faith that looks unto Jesus instead of what your senses can perceive, in the mighty name of Jesus. That faith, oh God, that looks unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. I look unto him. If it was not impossible for Jesus, it will not be impossible for me this year. Because you said, with God, nothing shall be impossible. With God, nothing shall be impossible. With God, nothing shall be impossible. This year, oh God, all things are possible. This year, oh God, in my life, all things are possible. This year, as I speak, all things are possible. I begin to decree and they are standing. I begin to decree and they are appearing. I begin to decree and they are disappearing. I begin to decree and life is coming. I begin to decree restoration is happening. I begin to decree Angabolo Sheke. There is creation in Jesus' name. Akambo Shangalibo. Riba ba 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 ba. Ye pandere kale shanda. Oh papa niriba. Ongale shata. Things are different for me this year. Things are just different. I'm looking unto Jesus. I am looking unto Jesus. I am seeing possibilities. I am seeing possibilities. I am seeing possibilities. I am seeing possibilities. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Day in, day out, one of my daughters kept telling me that people are different until God gave me an answer. People are different. You are going to be differently prosperous this year. You are going to be differently successful this year. Begin to pray to God. Begin to pray to God. That difference will be on the positive side for you. You are going to be differently successful, differently glorious, differently explosive, differently powerful, differently audacious, differently. You are going to be differently bold, differently courageous, differently visionary. You are going to be different in a glorious way this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pandere kalo shandaka. Lebo kashaterebo liba bababa. Lepa riko sondereba. The grace for faith this year. The grace for faith to believe you. Irrespective of what I'm saying. I receive it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Pray to God for a life-defining encounter this year. As you come to church, you are not going to be a time waster. A brother came to me yesterday. I mean, he's been saying it for the past 2-3 weeks. Every time he sees me, he can't hold it. He said, what God has been doing in my life. He said, my life has been so transformed. He said, look, he said, the world has so much changed me now. He said, I cannot believe myself. You know, he's kept on telling me this thing. Look, you are going to pray that you are going to have a life-defining encounter in this place this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, you cannot remain the same. None of us will remain the same. I will not remain the same in Jesus' name. I have a life transforming encounter this year in Jesus' name. I'm moving to a higher level. I'm moving to a higher level. The unction of heaven is upon my life this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, nothing will restrict me. Nothing will hold me back. Nothing will suppress me. Nothing will derail me. In the mighty name of Jesus, nothing will distract me. In the mighty name of Jesus, every word I hear becomes golden this year. It is. I'm seeing revelation. What others cannot see, I am seeing it in your word. Ah, libo, bo, 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 b I am saying it this one. I am beholding marvelous things out of your word this year. I am beholding miraculous things out of your word this year. I am beholding possibilities out of your word this year. I am beholding the impossible out of your word this year that you are making possible in the mighty name of Jesus. I am beholding great things. I am beholding powerful things. I am beholding life-changing things out of your Lord this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Psalm 119 verse 59 is still on the word of God. Psalm 119:59. He says, I considered my ways and I turned my feet to obey your testimony. In other words, I'm going this way, and soon as I heard the word, I just changed my way and I turned my way and I turned my way to obey you. Now look at Psalm 119 verse 112 also. He said, I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever, even to the end. After that, this year will be your year of enablement, that you will live the word of God in Jesus' name. You are going to live the word of God this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh yes, Lord. Oh Kalibo Sheke Nambari Kosonde. Oh, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Again, look at Psalm 119 verse 133. Look at something there. It says, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Order my steps in thy word. In other words, if your steps are not ordered by the word of God, then iniquity will have dominion over you. It's only when you leave the word of God that iniquity will not have dominion over you. Pray that this year, the iniquity will not have dominion over you in Jesus' name. My Lord and my God, order my steps according to your word, O God, that iniquity will not have dominion over me this year in Jesus' name. Where I fell down in 2011, I am rising. I am rising. I will not fall down this year in Jesus' name. Order my steps according to your word, so that iniquity will not have dominion over me in Jesus' name. Order my steps this year, so that in your word, so that iniquity will not have dominion over me. Oh, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are going to pray for our church. Kalibu Shaka. Pray for all round victory for yourself this year. All round victory. So much so that you will not be able to say that any area of your life has been left behind. You know, sometimes some people will say, you see, my finance was so good this year, but I was so sick. I got promotion this year, but you see, I kept hearing that one relative or the other died. That will not be your portion. All and victory this year in Jesus' name. All and no area of your life will be left untouched in the mighty name of Jesus. No area of your life will be left untouched this year in Jesus' name. The hand of the Almighty God will be upon your life in every ramification, in all its ramification, in all its facets. Lord, let your hand be upon my life this year, in all its facets, in every area, in every department, in every system. Lord, spirit, soul, and body, my Father, my God, give me all and victory this year in Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are going to pray for our church. Open your Bible to the book of Haggai. The book of Haggai. We are going to read from chapter 2. Haggai chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 8 and 9. If you get there, please, can you just read for me? The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place, I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. So you are going to pray for this church and say, Father, let the glory of the latter house for this church, Christ Redemption Assembly Universal, surpass that of the former in Jesus' name. Let it surpass that of the former, whatever we have seen. Look, let me tell you, I think the greatest thing we probably did, or one of the biggest things we did last year, was that we had the Watoto Children's Choir come here. In terms of effort and things we did, look, ask that the glory of the latter house shall surpass that of the former in Jesus' name. People will give their lives this year. Many people will come to Christ this year. You see people laying down their lives unto Him. You see people surrendering unto Him. You see healing taking place. You see miracles. You see great things happening in the lives of people. This glory of the latter house shall surpass that of the former. It shall be greater. And the peace of God shall rule in this place. And the peace of God shall rule in His house. And the peace of God shall rule. He said, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former, said the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace. In Jesus' mighty name. So you are going to pray. Everyone that enter this place, begin to receive peace now in Jesus' name. Everyone that is troubled by the world, when they enter this church, solution is coming. Solution is coming. Solution has come. In the mighty name of Jesus, every troubled soul, every thirsty soul, come and drink. Come and drink. Come and drink. Every thirsty soul, you are going to drink. You are going to drink. Every hungry soul, you are going to be fed. Every hungry soul, you are going to be fed. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is your year. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now we are going to pray for life transforming encounter every time we gather. Every time we gather, pray for life transforming encounter, that everything will be done to the glory of God in this place in Jesus' name. Everything we do here, we will do to the glory of God. Everything we do as a church, we will do to the glory of God. It's going to be, our meetings will be life transforming. Whether we in the church, anytime we meet in the name of Jesus, under the banner of Christ Redemption Assembly Universal, it's going to be life transforming. It's going to be a power packed. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lives and destinies you are changing for the better. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are doing great things in the midst of your people. Lord, pray that God will destroy every source of contention in His church this year, and that unity in righteousness shall prevail. Unity in righteousness shall prevail in this church. In the mighty name of Jesus. Enough of distractions. Enough of distractions. Enough of distractions. We are focused. We are focused. We are heaven bound. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, this is your church. This is your church. You reign supreme. You reign in authority. You reign with power. You reign in authority. You reign with power. In the mighty name of Jesus, every source of division, the contention, Lord, we destroy right now in Jesus' name. Father, we raise the standard of heaven against it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Pray that every program we earmark for this year shall succeed according to the definition of success by heaven. In Jesus' name. That is going to succeed this year. The greatest success we can have is to bring people to Christ. Bring people to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's the greatest. You know, ask God that it's going to be successful this year. It shall be successful. Le panga le shaka. Robo kandaraba. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lastly, for the church, that we are going to echo the heartbeat of God. You know, many people gather and they are even afraid to talk about God. They are afraid to talk about salvation. They are afraid to talk about holiness and righteousness. They are afraid to talk. Look, then we are no longer in church for God. Pray that we are going to echo the heartbeat of God in Jesus' name. Every of our gathering, No, we are not going to speak our own words. We will speak His word. We will speak His mind. We will speak the heartbeat of God. We will just echo it. What God desires is what we are going to desire. What God wants is what we are going to want. And we'll see it come to pass in Jesus' name. Whatever you desire is what we desire. Oh, Lord, we echo your heartbeat this day in Jesus' name. Pray that God will Himself will provide a place, a permanent place of worship for His church to His own glory in Jesus' name. I have said it. I do not even trust or depend on myself. I do not trust or depend on my strength. I do not trust or even depend on anybody. It's God that we depend upon, that God will provide. He says, silver is mine, gold is mine. Silver is mine, gold is mine. That is the Lord speaking. The cattle upon a thousand hill, they are God's. They are the Lord's. Therefore, the God of abundance is providing for His church. The God of abundance is providing for His church. The God of abundance is providing for His church. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to pray for the church of God worldwide, that God will terminate every assault directed against the church of God, either from within or without, in Jesus' name. Church of God worldwide, we don't care where they are located, provided they are lifting up Jesus. That every assault, even people who pretend to proclaim Jesus and they are not, Lord, God can turn, you know, their mockery into his own miracle. So pray that everywhere the church of God is established, that God would destroy and terminate every assault that seeks to destroy the church of God. This year, in Jesus' name, worldwide revival. The church of God is marching on. The church of God is getting stronger. The church of God is becoming stronger. The church of God is becoming stronger. The church of God is getting stronger. In the mighty name of Jesus, every assault against your church, we terminate. Every assault against your church, we terminate this year in Jesus' name. Every assault, every reason for complaint, every excuse of the enemy to attack your church, we cancel it right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Romans 16:20 says, and the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, be with you. Pray for the church and say, Father, crush Satan under the feet of your church this year in Jesus' name. Crush Satan in Jesus' name. His devices, his wiles, his wisdom, his plans, his purpose. Crush Satan. Crush his head this year under the feet of the church in Jesus' name. Pangele Shatonde. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now you are going to command. Did you hear that? You are going to say, I command in the name of Jesus that every terrorist act directed against the church of God will cease this year in Jesus' name. Whether in Nigeria, in the Philippines, in Pakistan, in India, every terrorist act directed against the church of God, we ask that they cease right now. I command them to cease in Jesus' name. Cease in the name of Jesus. Cease in the name of Jesus. Every killing, every maiming, everyone that spread fear, that stop people from, he said, let my people go that they may walk, that they may serve me. Father, we pray for the release of your people, and I command every terrorist act directed against the church of God to cease this year in the mighty name of Jesus. You terrorists, I say, cease your acts in Jesus' name. The church of God is victorious. The church of God is victorious in the name of Jesus. I command you to cease. I command you to cease. I command your act to cease in Jesus' name. Lepali shandorobo langabo kasheteriba. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3 says that no one of you should be disturbed and beguiled and led astray by these afflictions and difficulties to which I have referred. For you yourself know that this is unavoidable in our position. I must be recognized as our appointed Lord. So let's not be discouraged by the history, by the stories, by the things we hear, but that God will give us victory. Pray that God will give his church victory this year. Church of God worldwide, give your church victory, O God. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now you are going to pray using Australia, the Philippines, Sierra Leone, Nigeria as point of contact, and say, Lord, guide the leaders of nations this year. In 2012, guide the leader of nations. They will not just do things that fall within their whims and their caprices. Guide the leaders of nations this year. Father, guide our leaders this year. All the political leaders, guide them this year. Lord, instruct them this year. All the political leaders, guide them this year. Father, instruct them this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now you are going to pray. Everywhere there's going to be a change of leadership or election this year, that only God-fearing people will get to position of authority. In Jesus' name. Only God-fearing people will get to the position of authority this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everywhere there's going to be a power change, Lord, replace them with people. And wherever the wicked is reigning, my Lord and my God, replace them with godly people, people who fear you in Jesus' name. Replace them with the people who fear you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, install leaders who fear you in Jesus' name. Lastly, for the nations, you are going to pray that every law that undermines the knowledge of God in any of the nations shall be reversed this year, shall be displaced this year, that God will change them this year. Every law that works against the knowledge of God, every law that works against the knowledge and the fear of God, Father, reverse them this year. Cancel them this year. Render them useless this year. Render them powerless this year. Every law that works against you, God, Father, we say reverse them this year. Reverse them this year. Every ungodly law, Father, change them this year. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now I want you to go to God concerning that thing that is dear to your heart. Speak to the Lord. Speak to God right now. I know the Lord will hear you. Speak to the Lord concerning your life, concerning your life, concerning your situation. Speak to the Lord right now. Ask God to meet with you. Ask him to meet with you in a new and in a different way, in a miraculous way, in a powerful way. Ask that the Lord will meet with you today. Ask God to meet with you this year, that this year, like number 12, is significant with God. Your life will be significant. Your life will be significant in all its ramifications. My Lord and my God, let my life count. Make my life significant this year. Let my life count to God. Make my life significant this year. Let my life count to God. Make my life significant this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank you because we have an assurance that every time we call upon you, you hear us. Lord, even as we have cried to you today, you will make good our petitions in Jesus' name. We see you rise on our behalf. We see you give us victory round about us. This victory shall be from everlasting to everlasting in Jesus' name. This year, our life shall be full of testimonies in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for victory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. If you know you are victorious, I say praise the Lord. Amen.